What?
Telephone vibrates.
Okay, Wednesday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're in Siman Mem Beis, Seif Yud. We're learning about eating etiquette, Seuda etiquette. And it's tinged with, it's a Torah etiquette. Sometimes it involves actual halachas of mechuyev to do and not do, but a lot of it is derech eretz besuda, it's called. And Tzarech Lasa says, actually, derech eretz kadmo the Torah, so not a small thing. Mem Beis Seif Yud.
Are these all objective, or do these change?
Lechora changes. I don't know, but not everything. Sometimes, if everyone's a slob, but I don't know, you have to really, you play it by ear, or you ask Kaposek. Kaposek is supposed to figure out what is societal and what could change, and what it has an element of objectivity to it. In Tzarech Lasa says there are four bapas, or b'shoed d'var ma'achol, aval b'shinimus b'kach mutter. In other words, we said that also adam kol trochov b'pas, even though pas is the staff of life, the staple, and it has a certain chashivus, you can't throw it, even if it doesn't become spoiled, but certainly if anything becomes spoiled, you're not allowed to use it. But if there's a human need, it could supersede its use as food. So if you have to use the pas, I don't know, as a band-aid, stop bleeding, you put it on a plaster, you can do that even if it becomes nimas. That's certainly a more primary usage, and it's not called a bizayin hapas. Yudalev, yizormo, the perurin, with breadcrumbs, Shalo Yisra came, not throw them, meaning where they'll be trampled on. I mean, you throw them in the garbage, but you don't throw them on the floor. The kosher la'anius, it has a negative effect. It causes poverty. No one wants to do that. Eliyakab tzein b'yitneim la'ofos. That would be the best if you could feed it to the birds. That's the ideal thing that you should do. This way your mamish not wasting it at all. One extreme is to have people trample on it. And the other extreme, the best thing, is to feed it to the birds. What?
He says you raise your cake. What does he mean by that?
You throw it on the floor.
And if you throw it in the garden, what's
the difference? If it's for the purpose of the birds eating it, don't throw it on the floor where people will trample on it. Throw it in the garden where the birds will swoop down and eat it. Hashel semayim lo yishtabifnei rabim. Okay. Mishnah Berurah says this is something that only it's not for the average person. Maybe for a more chashuv person. Eliyafel konov, turn around. Like, you don't eat and drink, or he's talking about drinking, in front of everybody. V'shar mashkenei tzarech lafel konov, dafka water. Why? Anybody have any thoughts? What?
So?
Maybe if it's water, the assumption is you're drinking it for your thirst. You like to quench your thirst. You don't do that in front of people. I guess the equivalent nowadays is talking to drink from a can. Like, it's not, it's uncouth. Ein mistakum if ne'ochav al-shosu. Don't stare at someone eating or drinking. V'lo b'chelko shalafanav. Don't stare at his plate to see how much potato kugel he took. V'dei shalo l'vaisho. Embarrass people that way. Don't look at his face as he's eating. He's like listening and saying, I'm learning all this great stuff, how I can drive my brothers crazy. That has a pungent smell or taste, and it makes a person salivate. So you have to give some to the waiter. So I don't know nowadays. I mean, the waiters have all the food in the kitchen. They can eat, right? The waiters get food. But that's what we're talking about. You have to make sure the waiters have food. If it's not derech eretz, maybe even a little dangerous they served that, you know, Yerushalmi kugel with that smell, and they want some, and they can't eat it. It's dangerous, it's not Derek Eretz. So you should give them a little, because it's dangerous. But you should mazik lodim shavur al afon of Michael, shumasadalo, when it causes, like, those salivating juices, veinu ocho mimenu. Okay, but if he has in the kitchen, well, you know, then it, you don't have to give him right now.
Isn't that the whole purpose of a tip?
What?
If you leave your waiter a tip, then he can buy
whatever. Apparently, that you have, it has to be more immediate than that. Like, you have to have food for him. He has to eat from the food that he's salivating for. Finally, Elsim and Ahmed Gimel said Dalit. Yeah, never watch a tuna fish salad being made. This is sometimes tough to keep. People always want to know about, you know, in Kiruv or when it's Derech Tzedakah. He doesn't bring down any of the qualifications. Some say it's mutter when it's Derech Tzedakah. Some say if he's not a Rasha that's not making a bracha, he's just an Amoritz. So some say you could give him. Many say, you know, you give him and you make the bracha with him. If you eat a little too, you could be motzi him in the bracha. And usually they don't mind. Like, maybe you have to play it by ear, you know, especially nowadays. You tell a chiloni person, you know, make a bracha. Sometimes they're very happy. I've seen. Usually they're very happy. This is what the Kira people tell you, and it's true. Usually they're thrilled. And if they can't make a bracha, they don't know what to say. You could always eat a little, make a bracha yourself, and be mostly him, and they'll say amen very enthusiastically. So that's what you should do. But in general, this halacha is qualified by if someone takes a derech tzedakah, as I said, someone that will be insulted, you know. You have a chosh of a person, you have a chosh of a person come to the house, he's not from, and you say, he might get insulted. You say, you want to maybe wash first, we wash in this house, maybe you want to, he might take it the wrong way. So then you don't do it. I was just seeing, the Achronim qualified this a lot, what we would call it in practical matters. Shlomo Zalman says, you know, if you're going to cause a guy to hate Haredim, to hate religious Jews, not just Haredim, to hate religious Jews, then it's a lo kedai. So you have to play it by ear. But you can't ignore the halacha either. You know, so at least try to make a bracha with him, try to figure out if he'll be upset. Maybe be motzi him, etc. Tezai, what? I'm sure that one of the Heterim, if you want to know, Igros Moshe Arachayim Chelek Chamishi Siman Yud Gimel has, like, okay, so as a practical matter, do we ever? Everybody knows this halacha.
What would become very practical is when you're a waiter in a restaurant.
To give him food, you mean? Yeah. I mean, you have to remember the base of halacha. There's enough qualifications out there that you can always use a heter.
So how could one be a waiter?
Oh, I mean, the waiter's the frum person.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. Maybe, I mean, the issus lift the eber, so it's not his food, right? So someone else will be the waiter. It's still also with the Rabbana, but the issur is a lift the eber, which probably wouldn't apply to a waiter. The guy could get the food anyway. So maybe this issue was only said to avoid the diarrhea of the Sneiver. I mean, in Chalami, he pays for the food. It's like his food. What are you doing? You're giving him his food. That's not what he's talking about. No, he's talking about giving him your food. And so that'll be governed by the usual rules of B'Sayeya and Aveira. But this is a special halacha, like the form that the Hebrew takes, that not to give someone, if you're reasonably sure, he won't make a bracha. Okay, I have to stop. I have an appointment.